Google researchers at a lab in Santa Barbara announced a historic breakthrough last month. They say they built a new kind of computer that can solve a mathematical calculation in under 4 minutes that would have taken the largest supercomputers thousands of years. According to scientists, this technology could have real-world impacts in industries like drug manufacturing, agriculture, and data security. KCRW's Jonathan Bastian visited the data center to learn more.
About 50 physicists are holed up in a nondescript industrial park in Goleta, next door to a used furniture warehouse and a small local brewery. But when you walk into this mundane white building, it feels like stepping into a Star Wars movie. Big, shiny machines hum, thousands of colored cords connect to hanging cylinders, which are kept at freezing temperatures. Amit Vinesencher gives us a tour.
So this is our dilution refrigerator lab. Our chips need to be cooled down to around like 50 millikelvin or colder, which is colder than deep space.
He and other researchers have been working in this lab, keeping a low profile for 5 years, but that changed on October 23rd. That's the day they announced what they call a historic breakthrough. Their custom-made quantum computer solved a calculation that would stump even the biggest computers ever made. The math problem wasn't even very useful, but Vinesencher says that wasn't the point.
With quantum supremacy, we were looking for any kind of problem that we could run on our chip, that we could pit that against a supercomputer and kind of compare the levels of performance.
Basically, even though this computer can't solve problems that can be applied to the real world yet, the fact that it was able to do this calculation at all proves its capabilities. A quantum computer is fundamentally different than a classic computer. To try and put it simply, a classic computer uses bits, which store information as either a 0 or a 1. A quantum computer can be both a 0 and a 1 at the same time, and the possibilities grow exponentially the more quantum bits, or qubits, you have. Here's another Google researcher, Ted White.
What a quantum computer can essentially do is cancel out less likely solutions to a problem and amplify more likely solutions to a problem. So it, in a sense, kind of uses the fundamental physics of quantum mechanics to sample a large variety of answers to a question and kind of use the natural physics to push you towards the most likely solution.
White and many of his coworkers started this journey as physics graduate students at UC Santa Barbara, just a couple miles from this lab.
And yeah, after, you know, kind of 6 years of PhD, we kind of strung together a series of relatively high-profile results, and we had just enough success to catch the eye of Google, and then they came along with the offer, like, well, how would you like to keep doing this research, but you just work for us? And it was like, all right, great, you know. So I personally feel like I won the kind of academic lottery.
Was there a moment where you guys solved that problem that, like, champagne bottles went off?
I think it was more of a slow evolution. Like, when you... Sometimes when you've been working on something for a very long time, you reach the finish line and you don't really appreciate it at first. You're like, is that it? Did we do it? I think we did it.
White compares solving that calculation to the Wright brothers flying their first airplane.
Even though it wasn't the most useful device at the time, like you could barely carry one person, you know, only flew for a few minutes, it was a proof of principle thing that disproved a lot of doubters that thought humans might never be able to fly.
But this still begs the larger question. Once the quantum computer is up and flying, where can it practically take us? Scientists say these computers could lead to advances in new drugs, artificial intelligence, autopilot software, molecular modeling, and even weather forecasting. With any new technology, however, comes dangers. Google researcher Ofer Naaman says countries could create quantum computers that have the ability to hack into what are now considered secure networks.
This is like 20, 30 years in the future, but you can see why governments are interested in it.
Last year, President Donald Trump signed legislation to spend $1.2 billion on quantum computing research and development. So, the race to make these quantum computers useful is on, whether it's tech giants like IBM, military and defense companies like Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, or the U.S. government. For KCRW, I'm Jonathan Bastian.